The Delaware Department of Education is investigating Odyssey Charter School after allegations of potential violations. In the letter to Odyssey School Board President Josiah Walcott, Education Secretary Susan Bunting details six complaints going back at least a year. They include possible misuse of state funding, conflicts of interest involving the board president, and gender discrimination. At the heart of the probe is the influence of the American Hellenic Educational Progressive Association, AHEPA. The association helped launch the school in 2006, and members hold five of the nine school board positions. Walcott says he believes AHEPA doesn't have too much influence over the school.
The people that have, you know, day-to-day influence over the school are the people on the ground. The head of school and the campus operations officers, both of which are not AHEPans.
The letter alleges the school board president is chosen by the association and excludes women from the decision. The school board also once talked about finding a job for a former school board president who allegedly was involved in crafting the job description and qualifications for the position. The hiring committee, also chosen by the association, approved selecting that person, although he was not ultimately hired. Another complaint alleges $108,000 went from Odyssey to the Ithaca Early Learning Center, a tenant of the charter school. The school claims it was a loan, but the Public Integrity Commission review found no documentation. The Charter School Accountability Committee begins the formal review process at a May 28th meeting. The first public hearing is June 11th in Dover. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.